I have for you in this, from this morning's parsha, a quick question and I hope a quick answer. This morning, Moshe asks God if Moshe can see God. And you understand why, because after all, from the moment that Moshe first encountered God at the burning bush, his entire life has been devoted to God's service, and yet it is impossible to say what God is, what God looks like. And Moshe has the normal burning human curiosity to see, because that's how we fix someone in our minds. You all know when you hear someone on the radio or you hear a singer, then when you see them, it completely changes your image of who the person is. And Moses, being a human being, although a great prophet, still wants to see God in some way, even though, of course, God can't be seen the way human beings can be seen. And God says to Moshe, you cannot see my panim, my face, and live. You can't do it. And so even though God passes before Moshe, Moshe can't see his face. And yet, when we read the last pesukim, the last verses of Devarim, what are we told about Moshe? That he alone among the prophets saw God how? Panim el panim, face to face. But we just heard this morning that you can't see my face. So how could Moshe have seen him face to face? Now, we could spend a long time talking about this, but let me just give you one possible theory, because it's a busy morning and we're already running late. And I know you have lots of things to do today. I have a sukkah to go to. And remember, the classic work of laws of Jewish mourning, of death and mourning, was written by a rabbi called Tukachinsky, and it's called Gesher HaChayim. What does Gesher HaChayim mean? The bridge of life. Where does the bridge of life lead to? Death, right? That's what he's saying. This is the bridge that we all walk over to death. But the moment of death may be different than any moment in life. If you live a certain kind of life, according to our tradition, the moment of death is actually a spiritual experience unlike any moment in life. So what happens to Moshe at the moment that we are told in the Torah that he saw God panim el panim? He dies. And what does God say this morning? He doesn't say, no human being can ever see me panim el panim. He says, you may not see me panim el panim and live. So in fact, it may be that what God is saying to Moshe this morning is, you almost alone among human beings, you will have that experience, but you can't have it now. Because I still need you. You still have a mission. You still have to lead the people through the Midbar, through the desert, to come to the land of Israel. But there will be a time, Moshe, when you will be able to see me panim el panim, but it won't be until you've gone up to the mountain and you are prepared to die. If that's true, of course, that's also a promise. It's a promise to all of us, which is what our tradition says, that death is not the end. Death is rather the beginning of something else. It is what Heschel said so beautifully. He wrote an essay about death. And you know what he called it? Death as homecoming. That there's a home beyond this home, and that there you are with God in a different way. That at least seems to be the message of the Torah this morning, when it says, you may not see my face and live, but lets us know at the very end that God, that Moshe does see God's face, but not until the very end of his life, at a moment when he reaches what we call in English an apotheosis. That is, he reaches the zenith, the fullness of what it possibly can mean to be a human being on earth. And so in this, as in so many other things, he is Moshe Rabbeinu. He is Moses, our teacher. Let's bring everybody.